This is Conor Lennon at the United Nations Civil Society Conference, described as the UN's premier meeting between senior UN officials, NGOs and civil society organizations, being held this year in Salt Lake City, USA. You're listening to a performance of a song written specifically for the event on the main conference stage by Yinka Lawanson Lamborghini, a Nigerian musician who raises money to bring music therapy programs to youth prisons through his NGO SALT, which stands for Saving All Lives Together. He was invited by the UN to come to the conference and talk about prison reform, and I asked him why he's so passionate about the subject.
For me, you know, being a global prison ambassador, the team for the conference also says leave no one behind, you know, and as a global prison ambassador, it is important for me to bring awareness to the people who are behind bars, because if we say leave no one behind, that should also include our brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers who are behind bars. That is the only way we can achieve an inclusive, sustainable society, you know. And I'm using my platform while I was speaking on stage, because when I came, I was dressed I dressed up as a prison inmate, and I did that purposely because I wanted to see the reaction of people. Usually once everybody see or know that you're just you're an ex-convict or you're just coming back from this from prison, there is this segregation and stigmatization that is associated with anyone that is just returning from prison. I did that purposely to also see people's reaction. And I discovered that everybody wanted to take picture with me in my outfit. I discovered that everybody went on their social media, started tweeting, you know, I believe in prison reform. Coming to the United Nations as one of the speakers for this conference has helped push the agenda on a global stage, whereby people are now going back to their communities and having the consideration of creating space, you know, because that's the only way we can achieve an inclusive society. How do you want somebody who is just coming back from prison, if you don't give him job, if you strip him off all opportunities because he made mistake, and the only way they can have money is if the civil society give them a second chance of employment. So I am happy to, you know, shine the light on this major issue, which is affecting almost every country across the world.
Now, why have you chosen this as the topic that you're clearly so passionate about?
At the age of 23, I discovered I had, being a musician, I had a voice. And I discovered there was a big vacuum between the society and the correctional institution or prisons. So what I did is, realizing that I have that power, you know, I created a peaceful bridge by introducing music as a form of therapy into the prisons, whereby we bring people the society love and respect, role models, top musicians, actors and actresses. We bring them into the prison to perform and speak to prisoners. Now, in turn, their followers, their fan base, started having a rethink. Oh, if the superstar can go to the prison, then I can as well. If the superstar can, you know, encourage the prisoners, I can as well. And we went from that till this day. We've gotten freedom for 120 inmates. And this freedom, we paid off their bill. And 80% of that money came from members of civil society. And that is because we were able to build a peaceful bridge. You know, so why I'm doing what I'm doing is, first and foremost, they are human beings. Everybody makes mistakes. You know, and if, I don't think anybody should be written off because of their mistakes. But we can correct them. If you commit a crime, you do your time. You know, do your time, learn, come back to the society and be a positive member of the society. And that's what I'm doing. Currently, I'm the only African artist advocating for prison reform from Nigeria across Africa. And now I've started in America and I've also started in England. You know, so I am happy to use my power, which is my voice, to shine the light on a group of people in the society that the society all of a sudden has forgotten.
Now it's getting noisy here, lots of people who are getting very excited. It's the end of the conference. Let me just ask you one more question.
Yes.
All the people that are on stage, the people that you've met during these 3 days in Salt Lake City, what do you want them to take away from what you said to them?
What I want them to take away is, we cannot be an inclusive society if we allow segregation to exist among us. We cannot be an inclusive, sustainable society if we allow stigmatization to separate us. So what I want is the general society should have a forgiving heart and give second chance to offenders or anybody coming back from the prison, and create room for us to be able to coexist as one community.